Brocaccio with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. I'm getting rid of a bunch of paper here on my desk. Moving along.
There's a little prince there. I was just making sure. Hearing that?
Yes, I know. I try not to think about what happened.
I know.
All right. Now, can someone explain this to me? Northwestern University. Are you familiar with them?
I went there.
Go Cats.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was waiting for Kevin to say go Cats, but he apparently took a bathroom break or something.
Kevin's very busy. There's a startup at Northwestern University called Kitty Hawk, a company working to create a self-piloting electric single-passenger quadcopter.
Okay, not sure I know what a quadcopter is.
That's a helicopter with four rotors.
Okay.
You know, you see these as drones, like it's like a square, and then at each corner of the square is a small rotor on the top, and then that makes the thing stable, in theory.
Theoretically.
And basically, the idea here is that it's going to be a flying car, single use, single person flying car.
Wow, that is kind of Jetsons-like, isn't it?
Drew Diltz is a Kellogg School of Management student and co-founder of Kitty Hawk, and he joins us on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And I got to say something, Drew.
We need some explanation here.
Yeah.
Trying to understand this.
And I don't want to poo-poo this idea, Drew, because quite honestly, all the ideas, I've gotten to that age where I go, back in my day, we didn't have flying cars, and we liked it. We had a horse, and the horse got us where we wanted to go, and then it knew. So I don't want to, you know, I thought Uber was a bad idea. I mean, I'm one of those guys.
And now you use Uber all the time.
Yeah. I thought cable was a bad idea and it worked out. So I guess now, Drew, explain this. Is this like for an individual or can a couple, just explain what this thing looks like.
Sure. So, as you were mentioning, quadcopter design. So it looks kind of like a little cockpit or a pod. With four pylons, those are the sort of arms, if you will, that go out with a rotor on each tip of those pylons.
Okay.
And so, essentially, what it is it's transporting a single passenger with a carry-on bag, a small carry-on bag, from one location to another.
And how far can it go?
Yeah, so it can go 35 miles, but that's about when the battery dies. So in practice,
do you want to be on board when that happens?
Exactly. So in practice, in operation, we're looking at 20 miles.
But it's piloted. So, is it piloted, or is it drone like operated from the ground?
Yeah, so it's operated from the ground. This is a self-piloting vehicle, but as you mentioned, is it piloted? The FAA is definitely not going to approve something where it's only the vehicle itself and its autonomous systems that are sort of in control, ultimate control of its flight path. So it's definitely overseen by a certified pilot.
Right, but not the person who's on board.
No, exactly. Because we want the person on board to have the easiest and most stress-free travel. And we don't want them to have to have gone through all the hours of getting a pilot license, et cetera, et cetera.
How comfortable is this unit?
Sure. So we have already begun developing some lo-fi prototypes and getting consumers to sit in it. It's spacious enough that people claim they're not feeling claustrophobic. And, of course, we're using very comfortable seats in this conceptual design. But at the end of the day, it's really going to be no different than somebody who's sitting in the back of a luxury vehicle traveling from one place to another.
You know, it sounds. I think the part of it that's so appealing is you think about the way traffic patterns are in America and how congested our expressways get and peak travel times and how frustrating that could be. How great would it be to just fly over who do you think that or envision the users will be? Is it going to be like just an Uber where you can hail one of these and go home, or mm-hmm. something else?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking at this as an on-demand service, right? So our envisioned users are going to be folks who make the same commutes every day and who are just sick and tired of losing their life stuck in traffic. Actually, the average American spends 52 hours a year sitting in traffic. Think about all that time for all the listeners out there that you could be attending your child's soccer practice or spending more time at home at dinner with the family. So we're looking at business commuters, folks who are making the same trips every day, stuck in the same traffic jams every day.
Okay. All right.
Are you buying into this now, Ro?
I got the pitch. I don't understand, and this is going to be $200,000 a copy, I think, according to the story that I read, of these. And then plus you have to have a pilot, like, flying you. Right, mm-hmm. you got to have it has to be an autonomous individual flying each one of these from beginning to end, plus the computers on board that are helping that pilot understand what's happening. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, the beautiful thing is that and we won't get into too many details on the flight operation, but you actually don't need to have a 1-to-1 ratio of pilots to vehicles.
At some point.
What?
Yeah. I get what he's saying. You could have the pilots can fly multiple vehicles, but I don't know that you can do it from takeoff to landing, though. Wouldn't each pilot have to be autonomous for that period of time?
No. So the beauty of the flight operation that we've been working closely with the FAA to develop, and I will note that we haven't gotten approval yet.
Right, I understand.
But yeah, we're in the process of developing. Is that it's predictable, and the vehicle itself has redundant systems that are accurate enough that actually you don't need one pilot only looking at one vehicle in flight at every moment of that flight.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure that's going to fly. But all right, so how much, I guess this is the question, how much is it going to be? Let's say I'm sick and tired of being in the traffic. I live in, you live in Barrington, and mm-hmm. you got to get downtown, and you're just sick and tired of this. Great, I don't want the train, I want this, and you could probably get downtown in 20 minutes given your sure. the way that your deal goes, because it goes 60 miles an hour, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Unabated, you know, and it's direct. Doesn't have to figure out the Kennedy or the Reagan or any of these things. And so it's going to be, or the Jane Addams, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
The Eisenhower.
Yeah, so you're going to problem. It's just going to figure the whole thing. It doesn't have to even know who Kennedy or Jane Addams was. So it's going to take you down to whatever it is. You have to have places where these things can land, because it can't just mm-hmm. land on the street, right? So you have to have. Landing spots. And
exactly.
So the thing will land. How much is that going to cost me every day?
Yeah, so the good news is that because of the vehicle's simple design, it's actually much less expensive, very inexpensive to build in comparison to even a small two-seater helicopter. So when you look at the unit economics per flight, it's not that much more than it would be for an Uber drive from Barrington to downtown, in your case, would be quite expensive. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we can compete very, very well, actually, with some of these taxi or ride-sharing services.
So when you get enough of these up there, is there a concern about, like, the safety and how there are no stop signs up there? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And actually, that is the kind of the core, the secret sauce to the flight operation that we've been developing, which is to say that, people imagine passenger drone travel as something darkening the skies, these vehicles crashing into each other.
Yeah.
You've got to, exactly. With our flight operation, it'll be professional and very closely monitored. And I think the most important part is, since we've already started to develop it, we'll be working hand in hand with the FAA, so that actually the same air traffic controller that's monitoring the Boeing 747s that are in the sky, will also be able to oversee these flights as well. It won't be their responsibility, but of course they'll still have ultimate command over
That sounds like we're going to have to hire about 40 times as many people as we've got working that already. And then that's got its own expense. And then what about the issue of running into those drones from all the companies that want to like deliver stuff to you too? Those are going to be all up in the sky,
right? Congested up there pretty soon.
Yeah. Amazon 251, turn left, heading, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what do you do about that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, like I said, we've got a flight operation that does not enable that sort of chaos in the sky. In fact, that's the reason why you don't see Amazon, I think, for a few years now, has had the capability to be making drone deliveries. But because they don't have the appropriate flight operation for that, that's why we have all these sort of nightmares of these things flying around, crashing into each other.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have. I have the nightmare right now.
Exactly.
There are a lot of smart people, though. A lot of smart people are like yourself, are investing in doing this kind of thing. Larry Page, mm-hmm. Of Google's co-founder, apparently has a competing one. So I'm gotta believe that. This is the future.
Well, I mean, and Drew is a
very smart man in himself.
Young man, right? I mean, I guess you're in your 20s, early 30s, something like that, right?
Yeah.
And he's a student at Kellogg, one of the great business schools on the planet Earth, right? So go Cats. But you need $200 million to get this thing off the ground, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's $200 million. Which, I mean, that's the total that would include strategic partners that we're working with here. So it's not like myself, Drew, has to go out and raise the full $200 million. But yeah, it's quite a high price tag for the project.
Do you have the airframe already? The manufacturer for the airframe locked in?
We don't have it locked in. Partly because we're still working on the vehicle design with the FAA. And it would be, we don't believe it would be wise to jump into building a prototype before we've gotten full sort of a well-defined regulatory approval structure. In fact, that is one of the differentiators, we think, between our approach and potentially what some of the other folks that you've mentioned who are pursuing similar vehicles are doing. The nation's airspace and the Federal Aviation Administration, it's just not like other realms where you sort of quickly build a prototype and start testing it out and then try to get approval to use it. That's just not the way it works. So, So you want to get all of that. You want to get the full design on paper cleared away first before you start investing any money into the vehicle itself.
All right. Well, Drew, I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, we do.
And I also wish you'd get it off my lawn. These are the two things that I wish for you right now.
Yeah, don't land on his lawn.
Yeah, just don't land on my... Yeah, get off my lawn!
Yeah, some crazy drone people.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. But, well, good luck, man.
No, that's awesome.
You know, and again, it's business school. It's a model. It's got some things going on here.
Certainly. Absolutely. Well, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure to be on the show.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Drew Diltz, whose idea here is to have drones flying you around like cabs.
Is he trying to get rid of traffic reporters?
Oh, you feel the little competition from that?
Oh.
I'm just saying it's very important to talk about travel times and where it's congested. And
we have until 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't get this done until 2023.
Okay, I'm going to be retired.
You could report on these things in the sky, where they're at.
Violetta, did you say you're going to be retired by 2023?
This thing looks just like the Jetsons car, by the way. When you look at the prototype of it,
I saw
it looks just like that.
That's what my go-kart sounded like today.
Go-kart?
It's your dragster.
It's your dragster.
Yeah.
All right. Violetta, can you do the traffic travel spots?
I can while I still got the job.